Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Joe, who sampled this?
Kanye West.
There you go. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now is the man. That's what he should have blamed. The man right here, Wally Williams. What's going on, Wally?
Good morning.
How are you, man?
He's back.
Man, I'm fine. How you fellas doing today?
We're doing great now. Good, outstanding, man. I know you're watching those Ravens, man. They're a very interesting team to watch. I mean, you played a lot of football, and I told people before, and I'm not saying maybe the equal talent, but I'm glad to see guys like Lamar Jackson finally get opportunity because you played in the MEAC. For years, we've seen dual-threat quarterbacks that maybe not at his level that have never gotten the opportunity to be told to play wide receiver, told to play DB. I'm glad it's a different NFL now.
Well, you know, the position is of course, fundamentally changed. And, you know, we've seen, you know, different elements of the game. You know, it's more of a passing game now. You see rules change, all these things. Well, the type of quarterback and the type of player needed to play the position has changed drastically as well because, I mean, we're all old enough to remember where you had to have that drop-back quarterback that could sit in the pocket and take that hit. Okay, that was like the standard, you know. Big, tall guy that can just sit back there and take that punishment. You know, scrambling quarterbacks were always an anomaly. And, well, now you have these DNs that can run 4-4. Mm-hmm. And linebackers that can run 4-3. And guess what? That quarterback has to get out of there a little bit. So, with the game changing, you see how athletes have changed. And of course, the quarterback position has been one position that has been an iconic change across the league and really across football as we know it right now.
Hey, Wally, who determines and how is it determined when you come back from injury? Because I'm talking to Ronnie Stanley, obviously. I just feel like he's out a long time, and it feels like it's just his decision.
Man, you know,
uh-oh.
Ronnie Stanley.
Wind him up, Wally.
Sometimes you gotta go call the wizard, man. Okay.
you said he doesn't have any heart?
You know what I'm saying, man? Look, you know, he's out a little too much. You know, to be at that position and to be, somebody that we rely on. So, you know, I think it's a little bit of that. I mean, these players today are not as potent as they used to be. I remember guys telling us that when we played, but now it's a rule change, all these things. But, you know, yeah, players make the decisions when they come back, but I think we can sustain some toughness in that area, too, with that guy.
Man, that was a politically correct word, potent. I like the way you got around that. Wally,
I was dying to get to throw Ronnie's name out there.
Wally, you did a good job with that, man. Not as potent as it used to be. Wally Williams joining us to talk football. Wally, they only gave up 9 points against the Jets. They gave up 28 in the fourth quarter against the Dolphins. And even the Patriots scored 26 points against them with so many turnovers. I'm not necessarily liking what I'm seeing from this Ravens defense, and I think it all starts with the lack of pass rush.
that's a great place to start, man. I mean, that is an excellent place to start. Look, we talk about our secondary and the cover skills we have back there, but, you know, we don't have really that cowbell kind of rusher who's going to scare, you know, quarterbacks and offensive fronts. We've been sporting that right. We have many guys, many defenders come through Baltimore, and we've never had that problem. Now, I think we're kind of searching for that. You know, that's why you go sign somebody like a Pierre Paul. Evidently, you are suffering that category. So you're exactly right. Until we get pressure on quarterbacks, then we're going to see explosive numbers with our secondary because, look, we got names, but this game is not built for covers. This game is built for wide receivers to score points. And, you know, this thing comes up with the Buffalo Bills. They got a couple of receivers there that can chop you up real good. So we can see what's going to happen with this right here. Something has to give. It'll be a high-scoring game. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. That's what I believe. But I don't think they can stop the Bills passing attack at all.
Yeah, I think we all do. I don't see them stopping the Bills. They're giving up the most yards per game in the league, and now you got this incredible offense coming in. I don't see it. What about the running back situation? I don't know if you saw much of Justice Hill, but he looks like he can play. And now we got Dobbins back. Gus going to be out for a while. So what do you think of Justice Hill?
I think for what he brings to the table, he's good at it. I don't think he's your every down kind of back. I think he is your change-up kind of runner. Better out of the backfield, you know, more speed, more edge quickness. And I think he's needed. But Dobbins has to be the one that has to get going. I mean, that's the one that we have to really put the onus on our run game to be established. I mean, that's the guy who's going to take the majority of the pressure off of Lamar. And that has not materialized yet. So he's the guy. Lucky Lamar is who he is, and he's making his money go up. Boy, he's making it hard for he's made $45 million next year for franchise tag, right? $45 million.
Dang, that's a lot of money. Wow, that's a lot of money.
Okay, all right, $45 million. So yeah, Lamar is high stepping the whole time. He gets what he wants anyway. But without that run game, and until we get Dobbins going, that's the only time you're going to see this run game kind of get off of Lamar a little bit. We got to get Dobbins and get him healthy so he can have that every down back that we need.
Yes, man. Wally, you are the man. I hope that we can get you some other time, man.
Man, anytime. Hey, you guys call me, man. You guys want me on, I'm right there.
And we'll have you every Thursday. I'm just being told, so that's great.
Hey, Wally, is Ian coming to Tallahassee? Because we got whacked pretty hard down by Sarasota.
No. You know what? This is a nice, cool day for us, man. I don't know what it's the weather is nice. It's nice and sunny, so we're not getting too much in Tallahassee. We're okay.
Man, we got wallop down south.
Yeah, down south is getting hit pretty good, but we okay. But they canceled everything here, though. Like, you know, they canceled all the homecoming events at Florida State and the games and all these things. So they prepared for it here, but we're pretty good here in Tallahassee. Mm.
Hey, man. Thanks a lot, Wally.
All right, fellas. All right, love you guys.
See you, man. We're at 583-1057. Let's get to Wanda and Randall's tell before we hit the break. What's up, Wanda?
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen, I have a different take on a caller that called in yesterday. You remember the guy called in and said that Bashotti should not give Lamar the guaranteed money because it's just a bad business deal. And at the time, I had this feeling that I'm like, that's not why that man doesn't want Bashotti to give Lamar that deal. I wanted to call him, but I didn't want to make it seem like it was race on my part or the caller's part, so I held off. But at the end of the show, you guys came up with your own take, and it was basically what I was feeling, that man didn't want his kid emulating Lamar. He didn't want his daughter dating him. And I was like, I felt vindicated. I'm like, wow, somebody else heard the same thing I did. I thank you guys for that. Now, my other part is I think it is a good business deal. Listen to this. Okay, give me a minute. All right, so I know Lamar says he doesn't want to negotiate because the season's on. He's concentrating on football. So if Bashotti can get Lamar to talk to him, and then he says, all right, listen, you give me a number. Let's say it's $280 million, $300 million. I'm going to give you that. All right, the deal is done. We don't have to talk about it anymore. It's all over. The reason Lamar wants that money is because he knows. He doesn't just think. He knows he's better than anybody else who has gotten a deal with that guaranteed money. He's better than Wilson. He's better than Colin Murray. He's better than Deshaun Watson, because that man ain't played in 2 years. But anyway, once it's done, then you've got a benchmark. You've got a bar. So it's set. Now, the next person that comes along for extension says, look, Lamar got $300 million. I want $300 million. But all the owner has to say is, you show me Lamar numbers, and I'll give you that $300 million.
Well, you know, the thing is, Warner, you don't have to show the numbers in the future. That's why Bashotti is hesitant. Kyler Murray got paid. What has Kyler Murray done? Nothing. He plays quarterback. Deshaun Watson got paid. What has Deshaun Watson done? Nothing. He plays quarterback. So that's why that theory's not going to work. It's not. And that's why there's some hesitance behind it. 410-583-1057. Lanny Ford joins us at 9:30. But on the other side, we'll take a look at this Thursday Night Football matchup right here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Miami Vice.
Right.
I like that. That's when I was too young to go out on Fridays. I used to watch that show all the time. Then I became old enough to go out on Fridays, and I stopped watching it. Because we had video recorders, but who did that? Who did that? My mom did. No, my aunt did. It was her soap operas. Miami travels to Cincinnati, though. We got a song for Cincinnati. Got some Kentucky country.
I played Welcome to the Jungle. That's what they play.
Yeah. Yeah. Anywho. Dolphins travel to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. Bengals are 3.5-point favorites in this game, Ed. You like this one?
I love the game.
I really can't wait to this game, man. I can't wait to kick off.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I really am. Yes, I am looking forward to the uniform.
See,
I know you don't care.
Let me tell you something, bro. I'm just gonna be honest with you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna be completely 110% honest with you. Don't text me telling me you like the uniforms. Just don't. I don't.
Well, I already told you.
I'm gonna tell you I don't care.
I know.
You know it's coming. I don't care, Ed. I don't see. You all think with Joe. This is not Joe. Shtick. This is real stuff. He will legitimately just be giddy over these uniforms.
Yes, I am. Love them.
Why?
Because they're part of the game. They're important. Why do you think they have them? They're trying to make them as cool as possible. Hey, I wish I saw Wally on the phone. I was drinking with Wally. He's on the phone with somebody. I don't remember who it was. He was trying to encourage his buddy to go to the Eagles because of the uniform.
I
kid you not.
I remember that. No, that's 100% fact. 100% fact. Yeah. And yet we spent 90 seconds talking about him just now. I think the star of the game today, I picked him on FanDuel. Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow's going off tonight. At home, 1-2. He feels the pressure, going 1-3. I think they'll do something to help him get rid of the football quickly. I don't think Miami Dolphins defense is that great. He has some great wide receivers. They both do, really.
Yeah.
But I think Joe Burrow goes off tonight.
Yeah, when I looked at the injury report for the when I looked at the stats for the Bengals, they're not giving up. They didn't let him get beat up last week. They gave him one sack, which was, you know, he was under so much duress for a long time.
Right.
So I think I do think the Bengals win at home.
Yeah, I think they take care of business.
Yeah, they have every advantage in this. It's the Miami's a road team on a short week. Thursday night football always favors the home team, and if you have a good home team like this one, I think they win.
Yeah, so I'm going Dolphins tonight. I'm going Dolphins, and
I thought you were going Bengals.
I'm going Bengals 27-23. So basically, I got them covering. 27-23. Bengals.
Let me see here. I didn't think of a score yet. I think I'm going to go Bengals as well.
The game on television is on Prime Video. But if you don't have Prime Video, you're that hard up to watch it or not or hear it, you can listen to it right here on The Fan. Or you can watch it on Prime Video and still listen to it on The Fan to help our ratings at night.
Kind of cool we have the games.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
What's your score, Joe?
I'm going to go, I think the Bengals win also, like maybe 31-20.
31-20, so you got to be lopsided. Because 11-point win in the NFL is lopsided.
The Dolphins' defense is going to be, got to be pretty gassed after last week, short week. They played 40.
And traveling.
40 and a half minutes.
Yeah, and traveling.
93 plays. Mm. So
how you run 93 plays and not win?
That was the lowest, lowest time of possession for a win since, like, 2012, I think.
I think 2012 may have been the Indy Colts.
Okay, yeah.
That for me?
I think that's what it
I
was.
I think that was against the Patriots.
It was going around.
I think it's the Indy Colts against the Patriots was it. At Indianapolis, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with a high-scoring affair with the Bengals on top. Similar to Joe, though. I think like 31-24. I think it would be like 7.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think the Dolphins are going to score.
410-583-1057 is the number. I know this is off topic, but are there any movies out right now that you just have to see?
Be honest with you, I haven't paid attention. I wouldn't even know what movies are out right now.
There's one right now I got to see. I think I'm going to do it next. Woman King. I love Viola Davis, man.
What is it? Woman King?
Yeah, I love Viola. Viola Davis could play any role I'm going to see.
I'm kind of mad at myself that I haven't paid it. I really want to see a movie. I want to go back. That's not true. I went to the theater once. Post quarantine.
Oh, I'm back.
I want to go back. I love going to the movies.
I'm fully back. I'm going back. What's up, Joe? What is it?
That movie's getting a lot of heat right now.
Why?
Now this is not for me, but the black community says that movie washes out the fact that the tribe that they're talking about actively participated in the Atlantic slave trade with the European countries. So there's actually been a boycott to not go see that movie.
Really? Send me that article.
I will send that
case,
to you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. That slipped by me. Now, what was the record?
I'm having trouble finding it. The record of all time is the Browns won with 12 minutes of possession once in 1999.
Really?
12 minutes and 14 seconds,
would
I think
it be the Ravens?
Run back three kickoffs?
12 minutes. Yeah, 12 minutes and 11 seconds. They beat the Steelers September 12th, 1999.
Yeah, send me that article really, Joe, because if that's the case, then, man, I can't go see it. Can't see it. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Mike in Annapolis. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing, sir?
Fine, thank you. I want to go back to your comment yesterday about Lamar, and I want to say I'm in total agreement with you. And Rob, you've been speaking truth to power, and I can feel it in you for the last couple of days, and I want to really thank you for that. But one thing we noticed when you're talking about Lamar versus Flacco, Ozzie built a team around Flacco with the abilities he's had, but for whatever reason, it hasn't been the same way with DaCosta. And at the end of the day, it's up to Buscetti, and he's an acute businessman. So he knows exactly the value and all. But as you have been pointing out, and, brother, you've been taking it all the way down to, I want to say, like the 5-yard line. But it's one thing, and I understand that you really don't want to call it out for what it is, because there's a segment of America, just they don't want to see themselves where they are, and they don't want to call it racism. And but it is what it is, because people tell you, I just don't like him. I don't have no reason. I just don't like him. So that's really a preconceived notion. And Rob, you know, for you, man, you've been around for a while, and I can feel it. It's in you, man. And that's why you say you don't really care, because you're just going to tell it the way it is. But my concern for you is that all the people that really that just tell it truth to power, there's always a big backlash. And you're the only representation that we have on the set now. So I'm with you, brother. And I like to hear your comment, because you've been speaking truth to power. And I know it's hard to say racism, because your listeners, they don't want to hear what it really is.
Hey, Mike, we got to run. Thanks a lot. I will say this. I will say this, because I gave my true opinion. But I will say this, though. I do disagree with the DaCosta comment, because I think DaCosta has built this offense around. How many teams had this many tight ends?
I know for a fact they built this around.
See, that's the one thing I disagree with, Mike. I think Eric DaCosta has built this offense around Lamar. That's why I think it's going to be tough not to sign him.
Mm-hmm.
This offense is built around him. And I am slow to say racism. You know why? Because it said so much that when something really is racist, it loses its power.
100%.
It loses its power. If I keep saying racism, racism, racism on everything that happens, when something really is racism, people are going to be like, no, here he goes again. Everything's racist. So I trust the listeners. They know what I'm saying. And if that's how it hits you, then maybe that's where you are. Lady Ford joins us on the other side right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I knew he was going to get to it. Coolio, 59 years old. Only 59 years old, Ed.
I know.
Died yesterday. This was, we'll say this is his biggest hit.
Gangs of Paradise?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would say so, yes.
Yeah. Your thoughts, how are you on Coolio?
I like Coolio. I know he's a little cool, you know, corny for your taste, but I liked him. I like that song.
What number was that?
What?
That bus you just threw me under.
The B-41.
Damn, I got caught under the number 3 right there on Northern Parkway in Alameda. The 3 still running?
The B-41 on Flappish Avenue. I took the school. That was it. Yeah, I liked him. Come on, you weren't a big fan.
I admire his success. But if you look at my phone right now,
There's
not one Coolio song.
I know.
I'm just, you know, Ed, you know what style of rap I like.
Yeah.
You got to say something to me.
Nas.
You got to say something to me, man. Kendrick Lamar.
Right.
What are you saying? The beat is cool. They're all dancing. But you ain't saying anything. I can't listen to that. But I admire his success. Yeah. I do. I respect his success.
It's a shame to see people die so young.
It is. 59, that's nothing, man.
No.
Jeez, Liz. Joining us right now, our man from Charlotte, North Carolina. He is Lanny Ford. He is proof that nobody's perfect because he went to Clemson. What's up, Lanny?
You know, and I thought you were going to talk sports. We're going to talk rap. I'm really in trouble.
No, we're not talking rap. We're not talking rap, Lanny. We're talking tonight, Thursday night football. First of all, Lanny, we know you're old school, man. What do you stand on the NFL moving all their Thursday night games to a streaming service?
You know, I think the biggest reason they're trying to do it is they're trying to capture an audience that is aging and dying away. You know, everybody, all the sports numbers are going down. And nobody in the younger age groups wants to watch network TV. I hate to say it. And I feel bad. I hate to see them go away. I'd like to see them make it a part of it instead of just going away, because when they first did the NFL Network, even though that was still on, you know, on the cable, a lot of people didn't have NFL Network, and it was hard to get them. The only way you got the game is you'd usually have a local affiliate in the local market.
Yep.
Would get it on a local affiliate if it was on the NFL Network. But I think it's just the world we live in. I don't have to like it. I just think it is, because I'm in that older generation.
Probably true. I think it's a valid, really valid point.
Everything's about money. You know that.
Yeah.
This is, all these decisions are made about money.
I guess question locally here. What do you think about this? Do you believe in moral victories at all? I'm referring to the Maryland-Michigan game, where they actually, you know,
no.
came within.
A loss is a loss.
Okay.
A loss is a loss. Is it improvement? Does it show that the Terrapins are on the upswing, possibly, and maybe become more relevant? But moral victories is like a tie and kissing your sister.
No, Jeremy's not here today. He's the one from West Virginia.
True.
I like that. I won't even ask the brother-sister comment. I'll let that go.
Lanny Ford joins us. Lanny's thinking of a college football. Saturday, 12 o'clock, number 7, Kentucky. I'm going to say that one more again. Number 7, Kentucky travels to one of my favorite places to go, Oxford, Mississippi. When I was a young 20-something-year-old man, I made several trips there, Lanny. You know why. To take on number 14, Ole Miss. No, I can't believe I'm actually saying that Kentucky is a top 10 school, and they deserve to be there. They're a good football team.
They are, but they still have a huge hurdle just on the east side of the SEC, called Georgia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm really glad for the success of Kentucky. It's always good to see schools that aren't normally in the national spotlight. But, you know, that's a hard row to hoe. Mm-hmm. That's just tough. And I still think Florida's going to be back, too. I think they just hit a hump in the road, but that's going to be – you're going to have two monsters on the east side, and don't forget about Tennessee.
Tennessee looks pretty good right now. They look like they made their program's back to where it was.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've heard a lot of talk about how do we fix this and make it better. I heard an idea, and I cannot remember who threw this out there, but said you need to rank the top teams every year as the top 60 in the nation, and those are the ones that can compete for a championship and go through a playoff matrix of some sort. And if you fall out of that 60 the next year, you got to earn your way back in. It's kind of like golf. You know how golfers are in the top echelon?
Yeah.
It should be the same way in college football, because they're starting to become more parity. And I listened to it yesterday. You got three teams that are sitting on top in college football that are head and shoulders above everybody else. And then you've got about 20 that can beat each other at any time behind them.
Yeah, you're right about that. It is getting to the point where there's a lot more parity because you're getting some good guys now taking over programs here with Lanny Ford. A lot like Sam Pittman and what he's done at Arkansas. They host Alabama on Saturday at 3:30 on CBS. Looking forward to this game. Does Arkansas, who are 17-point dogs at home, have a chance in this football game?
I think so, because I don't think everything's right down in Tuscaloosa. Alabama's just not as solid as they've seemed to be in the past. It seems that there's a chink in the armor somewhere. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. But they're not Georgia. I can tell you that. Georgia's just mauling people. And Alabama's the one that always did that. And it's not quite there. And be honest, they ain't played nobody yet.
Yeah, I agree. Texas, that's it.
I think something's up. Something's up there. Hey, one of the teams I'm happy to see back in the top 25 is Florida State. What do you think about this game against Wake Forest?
I don't think they've got enough for Wake Forest. If Hartman had not come back, I mean, he's the key to Wake Forest at the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. If you notice, when he went out, and he went out indefinite to start with, and then we found out later on, I think he had some blood clot issues. But when he went out, they completely dropped out of the spotlight because that was it. You know, I don't think Florida State's got enough for them, and I made the statement over and over. Florida State, Miami, Virginia Tech, and Clemson all need to be relevant for the ACC to have any type of respect from the national scene.
Could not agree with you more. And speaking of which, North Carolina State seems to be relevant right now. They're ranked 10th in the country, undefeated in their first big test. They go to Death Valley to take on the Clemson Tigers at Memorial Stadium. Your thoughts on that one?
It worries me. NC State's always worried me. It's called the Ag Bowl. That's two agricultural teams that play. Weather's going to be bad. It's you're playing on real turf. I am still not a DJ fan. I'm sorry.
Me either.
I cannot figure out. And I'll tell you, when I do my show and I'm on video, I do this all the time. I hold a piece of paper in front of my face and say, this is the play sheet that I do not want to see in front of Dabo. Stop calling plays. Be the head coach. Let your coordinators coach and stop calling plays. That never turns out well for us. And it goes back the first 4 years he was there when he thought he could do it all. And I don't think they have the confidence in DJ that they need right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you because to me it just seems like he's very limited at the position. He's big and but he's just, to me, I just look at him, he's not a national championship level quarterback in my opinion.
No. And that defense, you know, I'm not gonna call any numbers out, but it's less than 21 and more than 19. He gave up 3 touchdowns last week. That's not the secondary we've seen before for Clemson, and the defense has always been what year after year has been rock solid. I don't know if that's because Venable's gone or they just don't have the kids, but I saw some mental mistakes, just mental breakdowns that shouldn't happen that happened last week. And if you take, you know, an NC State might be a team that can, you know, really make those things come to light.
There he is, my man, Lanny Ford. Lanny, as always, man, it's been a pleasure.
Hey, pleasure's mine. I appreciate the invitation, guys.
Thank you so much, man.
Lanny Ford. I love his accent. It's amazing. A voice like that with an accent like that is supposed to talk college football.
Absolutely.
God blessed him with that accent and that voice to talk college football.
Now, what's more melodious, his accent or mine?
God blessed you with that accent to talk about crime.
Very true.
Everybody's blessed. God gave me a voice. You know, when I go places, people don't know how I look. They hear me. Oh, you must be Rob Long. And that's just it. You know. You know, people used to make fun of my voice when I was young.
Did they?
Yeah.
Would you sound like this when you ate?
No, when I was in middle school, I had kind of a heavy, crainy voice.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I was self-conscious about it to the point where when we had reading circle, mm-hmm. I used to stutter.
Huh.
I was so self-conscious about my voice. Mm. Yep.
I used to have an Australian accent.
You did?
No.
I say, now we can't get you to stop talking.
Well, me?
Yes.
Oh, no. Why? They pay me to talk. Why stop?
Oh, he couldn't stop.
He literally can't help himself.
He would talk underwater.
They pay me. Well, see, now you're just making stuff up because I'm not going.
It's not getting in the water.
Now you're just making it up. Joe has the odd call. You don't want to miss it. Also, find out what we learned today on The Fan. I'm going to tell you how I know how he feels. I just had a fraction of that. Hey, remember last week I told you guys I was on the verge of winning $10,000 of FanDuel?
Yeah.
And the last touchdown, the crappy touchdown was scored,
mm-hmm.
and some guy jumped ahead of me, which knocked me back, and I won 270.
Yeah.
Now, if I led and said, "Hey, I won 270," we'd applaud. Hey, good job.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's, you know, you can go out with that. But I didn't lead with that. I led with, and I had a chance to win $10,000, and I won 270.
So that's how that guy, what's his name, Frankie Lazario?
Lasagna.
Lasagna. His name is Lasagna.
Yes. His name
is
Frankie.
Hear you.
No, it's real time. That is his real name.
That's like a mob name.
He owns an Italian restaurant.
Tony Two Times, Frankie Lasagna. Why is his name Lasagna? Because also all he eats is lasagna.
Tony Meatballs. Yeah. That's like Frankie Bag of Donuts.
He owns what?
Italian restaurant.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you can look his name. Yeah. It comes up on Google.
Well, Toronto's got a big Italian population, so there's a lot of lasagna.
There's no doubt in my mind that man changed his last name to Lasagna.
No, he said, right here, he owns Terrazza. Says, my name is Frankie Lasagna. That's right, Frankie Lasagna. With the help of my parents, I opened Terrazza in November 2008, and it's going well ever since.
I wasn't hear you. I thought you said lasagna. Okay, lasagna. Okay. And that's the encore for today, 410-583-1057. Got a couple of inboxes about, coming full circle with stuttering and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's a true story, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that Biggie line now. Girls used to diss me. Now they write letters because they miss me.
We're always humble, too.
I'm the most humble. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What we learned today, Edward?
I got pretty lucky yesterday in that hurricane. You know, we got beat up pretty good. A whole fence, it was a big fence around. It all came down. Three trees were uprooted, and one was split into threes, and there was some damage, downspout. You know, so you look at your house, you go, oh, man, we're lucky. I've been looking at videos. It's poor people down south of us. The Sanibel Island Bridge collapsed. There's like a huge piece missing. You can't get off the island now. I mean, people's homes were flooded. People's homes were washed away. Cars were taken away. It was a terrible, terrible storm. And I was so focused on my family, my house. It's looking around like, wow, as bad as ours was, we were very fortunate.
Yeah, you were. I'm glad Celeste is all right, too, because I don't think I could have dealt with you if she wasn't.
No, I would have been.
I'm happy for her.
Beside myself.
But I'm happy for me, too. We can deal with you, man.
She's already back to herself. She's like, I'm the one that's supposed to be not texting her back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So now that the danger's passed, I need you to get back to me. All right.
What I learned is not really what I learned, is what I need to say. And based on the call in the day that was basically saying, is racism, is this, is that, and reminded me of what I represent. I know exactly what I represent. Trust me that, folks, I do. So I carry myself. That's why, you won't see me wearing polos on TV. I know who I represent. I try to kill that idea, that image every day that I live. I try to kill it. I know who I represent. But at the same time, when I open that mic, I represent everyone. I can't be just representation of just who looks like me. I represent everyone when I open that microphone. The image that I give is to not embarrass my grandparents, my parents, my family, and my community. Yes, that's the image that I give. But when I speak, I have to represent everyone. I can't be unfair. I can't, every time you something happens that's not favorable, call it racist, because sometimes it's not.
Well, that's when you lose people.
That's when you lose everybody. And when it really, let's be honest, if I say something is racist, you may be inclined to listen, because I don't pull that too much.
Yeah,
I don't. Sometimes things happen just because someone doesn't like you. They don't like you.
Right.
Sometimes it is. But when I say that, when I say what I say, everybody around me knows what I'm saying. But it's not, I can't put off people.
And then some of our call, because when people start, they start off legit, I'm listening, and all of a sudden, like, everything's racist. Everything. Everybody, everything, the owner, the car. It's like, I don't know about all this.
I can't put off people. Yeah. You can't. It's just, that's called business. When I first took the job 18 years ago at NST, one of my buddies said, man, you got to keep it real. My other buddy, Zach, said, nope, you got to keep it real professional.
Yeah.
Keep it real professional. And that's what I do every day. So I appreciate that call, but trust me when I tell you this, I represent everybody when I open up that microphone. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.